get into a Panda Express and experience them for yourself.
6:58 on 960 The Quay. Coming up after CNN News in about 90 seconds, keeping it real with Will and Willie. Will Durst and Willie Brown and Paul Wells. Gentlemen, that was very kind of you to sing happy birthday to me yesterday. You're a fantastic chorus. We appreciate it. Yeah, they'll be around eventually. Are they there now?
So now we're getting this tremendous echo on ourselves, which you may not hear on the air at all. I hope you don't.
All right. Well, we'll fix that. Can you hear me now?
Oh, yeah, we can hear you.
What's coming up on the show today, guys?
We got a great show today, as usual, because it's Friday. We're going to have Michael Isikoff, the chief investigative reporter for Newsweek, is going to be with us. We're going to have Representative Pete Stark from the 13th District, Michelle from Queer Channel.
And State Senator Don Perotta will be joining us in this hour, and our Mother's Day winner. You know, someone gets to stay here at the Hotel Vitale tonight and tomorrow night.
And we're doing a post-birthday celebration for John Scott. Without John Scott.
Boy, you're very thoughtful.
John.
Oh, you're welcome. All right, Will and Willie coming up right after CNN at the top of the hour. More news and downloadable audio always available at our website, quakeradio.com. CNN News next on The Quake
Radio. I'm Bob Wickham. President Bush's nominee to become the next CIA director has a lot of explaining to do about the National Security Agency's surveillance and data collection operations. Michael Hayden used to head the NSA. Now he's defending their activities.
Everything that NSA does is lawful and very carefully done, and that the appropriate members of the Congress, House and Senate, are briefed on all NSA activities, and I think I just leave it at that.
Hayden's confirmation hearings begin next Thursday. The White House is asking the Pentagon to help solve security problems along the U.S. border with Mexico. CNN's DiCuiliano has an update.
While Congress is struggling to come up with an immigration bill, Washington is taking other steps aimed at border security. The House has passed a bill that would allow the Department of Homeland Security to use soldiers along the border in limited cases, in times of emergency. And Pentagon sources tell the Associated Press the Pentagon has been asked to look at ways the military can help beef up the border with Mexico. Dick Giuliano, CNN, Washington.
President Bush will be addressing the nation Monday night on immigration. The president has asked the broadcast networks for half an hour's time. As many as 200 people may have been killed in an oil pipeline explosion in Nigeria. Wire reports indicate the explosion occurred near the capital, Lagos. Four American Marines died when their tank plunged over a bridge into a canal in western Iraq, military officials calling it an accident. UN Secretary General Kofi Annan encouraging the U.S. and Europe to open dialogue with Iran over its nuclear program. An unexpected decline for the U.S. trade deficit in March, a second consecutive monthly decline, economist Stuart Hoffman.
For 1 month, it was a nice little reprieve in our rhetoric abroad.
Crude oil trading at $72.85 a barrel. The most trusted name in news. This is CNN Radio.
Hurry into Mattress Discounters today, where you'll always find quality brands like Sealy Posturepedic, Simmons Beauty Rest, Tempur-Pedic Pressure Relieving Swedish Mattresses, and the Sleep Number Bed by Select Comfort at everyday low prices. Plus, on approved credit, you'll get free financing for a year with no down payment, no monthly payments, and no interest for 12 months. Mattress Discounters. Quality brands, discount prices.
Have a good night's sleep.
Thank you for calling to learn more about the See Clearly method.
What's the catch?
Excuse me?
The catch. Your radio commercial said you can improve my eyesight so I won't be dependent on my glasses and contacts. There has to be a catch.
No catch, sir. Our optometrists believe that you can indeed better your vision with the See Clearly method.
It's surgery, right? Expensive surgery?
No, no surgery, no drugs, no catches. The See Clearly method is a revolutionary approach to better vision that doesn't require drugs or surgery. Oh, but there is one thing I forgot to mention.
I knew it. A catch.
I can give you a free video that will tell you all about it.
A free video. Hey, wait a minute. That's a good thing.
We know it sounds unbelievable, but the See Clearly method can improve bad vision naturally without drugs or surgery. See for yourself by calling for a free video to preview the See Clearly method. Call 1-800-522-6121.
Call now before you get sidetracked and forget. Your vision is too important. For your free video, call 1-800-522-6121. That's 1-800-522-6121.
What if I told you I could make your acne disappear and leave you with beautiful, healthy-looking skin? With all the acne promises out there, you're skeptical. So I'm going to prove it to you by sending you a risk-free 60-day trial of a remarkable product called Proactive Solution. Proactive was developed by dermatologists for you to use at home without spending hundreds of dollars on doctor visits. Call 1-800-770-3807 to find out how you can get a risk-free trial. Proactive combines prescription-grade acne medicine with soothing spa-quality botanicals to create a powerful acne-fighting system. Eliminate bumps and redness and prevent future outbreaks. It's a safe and simple product that will heal, hydrate, and soothe your skin while preventing breakouts. With over 7 million customers, Proactive is the best-selling acne system in America. To get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Solution, just call 1-800-770-3807 and you'll become a believer. I know you have beautiful skin under your acne. Let Proactive prove it. Call 1-800-770-3807 for your free trial. 1-800-770-3807.
704 on 960 The Quake, KQKE Oakland, San Francisco, San Jose. And it's time for traffic brought to you by Weatherford BMW of Berkeley. A crash in the number 2 lane on 580 westbound before Lakeshore has the second lane from the left blocked. It's been real slow over the Dublin grid this morning. 580 westbound before Eden Canyon was where the crash happened. Looks like you're stop and go from Foothill up to that incident. Big rig blocking the Jacqueline Road on-ramp still, 680 northbound. That's Jacqueline Road on to 680. Bay Bridge, metering lights on, back up to the 880 overcross. BART on time now. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. And at Weatherford BMW in Berkeley, no maintenance costs for 4 years or 50,000 miles, whichever comes first. And incredible lease options available on the new BMW 2006 325 Series through BMW Financing Services. Visit weatherfordbmw.com. I'm John Scott. Now, it's Keeping It Real with Will and Willie on San Francisco's exclusive progressive talk station, 960 The Quake.
Well, good morning. We're here live from the Hotel Vitale on Paul Wells with Willie Brown and Will Durst. And
you're in a can.
It sounds to us like we are. There's some sort of technical problem we're licking right now.
Oh, it doesn't sound to them like we're in a can?
Just
pretend we're not in a can.
We don't hear anything wrong. Move forward.
This good is morning. Designed to make my voice sound like Frank Sinatra.
B.B. King. To the moon.
Walrus.
Good morning, Mr. Mayor.
Good morning.
Happy
How are you,
Friday.
Mr. Durst?
How you doing in this 17th week of our little adventure into Radio Land?
Well, we got 2 hours and 52 minutes ago.
Well,
before it's
counting?
Over for this week.
Yes. Yeah.
We have 2 years to go with the Bush administration.
And Willie Mays' 75th birthday.
Today. Happy birthday, Willie.
No. His birthday was May 6th.
Okay, but
they're celebrating it today because it's Friday night, and they're playing the Dodgers. And Barry's going to hit it tonight because he always hits it against the Dodgers. The Dodgers get so PO'd that they got to wait around while he picks up the base or whatever he has to do.
No, they're going to walk him every time he comes up tonight.
That's a possibility.
If they're wise, they will walk him. As a matter of fact, whomever would want to continue to walk him right through the rest of the season, because he is going to get that.
So you're going to be on the field today?
I will be out there for at least the Mays part. You know, that's a...
No, I didn't mean that you were going to play third.
Oh. I thought, you know, who knows what the drill is. But it should be a good ceremony. They're going to honor Willie with a few of his friends being out there on the deal. And I'm one of his friends, and so...
Yeah, and it starts at 6:45, so anybody who's going to the game...
That's right.
Get there
actually,
early.
There's a reception at 4:30 at some part of the facility.
Oh, yeah?
That's what my little yellow card says. It gives me directions everywhere.
4:30?
Yellow card? It says Second and King.
So if you get two yellow cards, is that like one red card?
And I should identify myself as Will Durst.
No. Okay.
And I get in.
That'll get you escorted out with your hands behind your back and a little plastic tie.
Yeah, and then it says, you know, then you go on the baseball field and celebrate Willie Mae's 75th birthday.
Oh, that'll be so fun.
Got the agenda. Got
so you get seats, too, right? Or will you wander up to Willie's
box? No, you know what I have, and I've never bothered to tell either one of you gentlemen. I have a season pass for two seats in any National League stadium in the country.
You do?
Sweet.
All you got to do is show it?
All I do is call them and tell them I'm in town and I need two seats. And they keep house seats, of course. But I have that pass. I'll show it to you. I'll bring it in and take it.
Is it like a gold pass or something?
It's silver, in fact. It's fabulous.
Oh, who gave it to you?
You know, who knows? Oh, that's right. I don't have to report it anymore. Okay.
Now, yesterday morning on 960 The Quake, here keeping it real with Will and Willie, we had the big story breaking about the NSA doing the data mining through the phone companies through the cooperation of AT&T and Verizon. Apparently, Quest Communications didn't go along with it.
Denver-based Quest Communications was the one of the big five or whatever they are, one of the baby bells that broke out and now are coagulating into one giant big bell again. But Quest was the one who opted to not cooperate with the NSA.
Well, and in addition to the story is not as crystal clear as I thought it was. I had not read it. I just read the excerpts, et cetera, from USA Today. I got a chance to read the story. It appears as if the collection has been of previous made telephone calls, and all of that information has been supplied by the big three or four to the NSA, and the NSA has been scanning it and checking it out with a computer for purposes of trying to find a pattern, allegedly, of conduct using the telephone system. So it's not like when you made the call to your bookie, Will, that there was somebody listening.
No, they're not listening, but no. If I make a call to my bookie every Friday, you know, before the weekend, before the NFL games, they will see that I make a call every Friday and wonder what that is.
And then maybe
hone it, and then find out what the, you know, that will kind of like pop out at them that there's a call made every Friday.
And then they may tap. That's when they will.
Well, they'll definitely pull out the information and find out who I'm calling every Friday.
Terrible invasion of privacy acknowledged by Mr. Bush, I think, yesterday. Not as a terrible invasion of privacy.
No.
But he said, listen, September 11th gave me the authority to protect your security and your safety. And I am about doing that, and we will use most available techniques. And then Hayden, who is going to be obviously the object of this, has now said NSA does its job. It does it legally and carefully. Did not address the issue directly. And then, of course, the speechmaker, non-performer Arlen Specter, says it certainly bears looking at.
Non-performer. You're right. He never follows up.
No. As he and his Republican colleagues...
He's a Potemkin village of a senator.
They proceeded, as they were saying those things, to vote a continuation of the tax cut for the upper income brackets.
That's right.
Dividend
and
holders.
That's
the
our
capital gains.
Yeah, Hog at the Trough of the Week award is going to go in that direction. Kind of.
You mean to the senators or to the beneficiaries of that tax break?
Well, the beneficiaries are just sitting back. They gave enough money that they feel they deserve the Hogs at the Trough award.
The only modification was that they attempted to index the alternative tax, minimum tax component, because it suddenly had begun to invade bus drivers and maids and others that they originally didn't intend to nail.
But that was just a one-year thing for the AMT.
But can you imagine, though, you're already broke. You're already operating at a deficit. You're on borrowed money, period. And you turn around and say, yes, but I want to make a gift. Well, Will, you have no money to make a gift. But I will make a gift anyway, only because I'm the U.S. government, and this is an election year. I'm going to make a gift. And so I'm going to increase my own deficit and my own problems by the amount of the gift. What a wonderful way in which to do business.
I can't believe they're able to do this with a straight face. Kay Bailey Hutchinson yesterday saying on TV, this is wonderful for the U.S. economy. No, it's not. It's going to create jobs. We have seen it never created jobs. He was lucky that jobs actually happened. Remember that, oh, jobs are coming, jobs are coming. It was always below the estimate and what the economy was bringing in terms of people. There should have been more jobs just based on the number of people coming into the job market.
Well, the tax cuts clearly have not increased the amount of investment that people allegedly were supposed to make under the Republican theory. It is clear that there has not been an increased investment. There has been an increased amount of accumulated wealth gone to the people who got the benefit of that particular tax.
Every poll shows that, and the American public, the Middle West, for some reason they don't care. You know what they did? The Senate, you know what they did? They gave every millionaire a Lexus, is what they did. They handed every millionaire in America a Lexus. They gave them $40,000. Now, you and me... Okay,
well,
me?
Why don't
I got...
No, but why don't we try to get on that list?
I want a Lexus.
Yeah, that's what I said. Let's
get
on
the list. I want a Lexus.
Let's see if the Republicans won't agree that you don't have to be a millionaire to qualify for the $40,000 grant.
I just want
now
the 40,
that will improve the economy, because you give us $40,000 and we'll go buy a Lexus. Be no question of what we would do with the money. People who are relatively poor and have no accumulated wealth usually survives on what they make and what they earn. Therefore, they actually spend the money. But, you know, Bill Gates did not need another tax break. Larry Ellison did not need another tax break. It's just no way it is. The Walmart children did not need another tax break. Warren Buffett and his crowd did not need another tax break.
How do you convince the American people of this? That they're giving our country away? They're slashing winter heating subsidies to the elderly. There are service cuts on Amtrak, which to me is redundant. I mean, what's left? They're going to tear out the seats? I mean, how do you convince the American people that they're giving money to the rich, or don't they care?
How about this? If you don't sign up for this crazy drug program that the government's put together, every month you get taxed and penalized for not having signed up for something you may not have wanted. Period. I mean, you're talking about recruitment.
We'll have Representative Pete Stark to talk about that in the next hour.
Oh, is that what he's going to talk about?
Yes.
You know, he's
going to
talk about
the prescription drug plan?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
He's quite a specialist in health issues since being a banker who decided to turn congressman many years ago during the Vietnam War time, when he put that huge peace sign on the top of his bank over in the East Bay.
Oh, that was Stark.
That's Pete Stark.
Uh-huh.
There you go.
That's who he is. And he's been in the Congress now, I guess, more than 30 years. Mm-hmm. He hasn't changed one iota in the terms of his beliefs. But he made health his special kind of interest, area of interest. And I would guess that there's probably no Democrat who could be better able to carry the message about health care in the Congress than Pete Stark. And that's one of the problems with Democrats. They've got guys like Howard Dean running around saying, hey, the Democratic platform contains a provision that you evangelicals should love. And then suddenly it's not in there anywhere.
Yeah.
And he said, well, you know, it's just a misstatement. I mean, what kind of...
Howard, you know, I liked Howard at the beginning because I thought he'd be a good lightning rod, but he's sticking his foot in his mouth. He's going to start flossing with his shoelaces.
Howard believes his own stuff. That's his problem.
Dr. Dean.
You know, we have President Pro Temp of the State Senate, Don Parada, in our next segment. And why don't we just go ahead and give out that award right now for the Hogs at the Trough Weekly Award.
Goes to Congress for passing the $70 billion.
Yes.
Have you seen the little piggies?
Go ahead. Give it out.
It goes to Congress for passing the $70 billion tax cut.
And with going into the middle class pockets, approximately $20 a year.
$20 to $400.
And according to Nancy Pelosi, this tax bill, once again, shows that Republicans prefer the wealthy in our country rather than the middle class, or at the expense of the middle class. So says Nancy Pelosi.
There we go. And that concludes our Hogs at the Trough Weekly Award. At 7:18, Don Parada, State Senator and present pro temp of the State Senate, will be our guest in the next segment. We'll talk about the bonds.
Mr. Infrastructure.
The Quake.
Join KKSF this summer at the East Bay Regional Park District's Fresh Tracks Hiking Program. Every third Saturday through September, KKSF and the Park District will host a leisurely hike in an East Bay park, followed up by a Wente Vineyards catered lunch and live KKSF jazz performance. To find out more on this great program, visit ebparks.org.
At the 2006 Wente Vineyards Concert Series, it's about more than just the music. Our wines go as well with your favorite artists as they do with a specially prepared menu. And the intimate setting among the hills and vineyards bring you so close to the stage, you can almost touch your favorite stars. Like Blues Traveler, Heart, Chris Isaak, and more. Click on the Wente logo in your online media player right now to order tickets. Or call 925-456-2424. That's 925-456-2424. Tickets also available at all Ticketmaster locations.
Listen up, people. This is the King of Car Loans, Mike Frega. If you call 1-800-FRESH-START, you get one thing no one else can give you. That's me, Mike Frega. I don't own a car dealership. I'm not even a general manager. You don't buy cars from owners and general managers. But if you call 1-800-FRESH-START, you get an appointment with me, Mike Frega. I've got hundreds of credit unions and the nation's most aggressive lenders. And by the way, I'm still looking for somebody with 8 auto repossessions. Call 1-800-FRESH-START, and I'll give you that fresh start you've been looking for. That's 1-800-FRESH-START. And don't forget my competition. That's 1-800-NOT-SO-FRESH-START. Approval of credit, subject to prior sale, whatever.
Great television experiences are always ready for you with Comcast. With the convenience of on-demand, crystal-clear high-definition, and all the best movies, sports, and kid shows, it's Comcastic. Call 1-800-COMCAST or go to Comcast.net for more information.
Hello?
Honey, it's Roger.
Are you okay?
No, I'm stuck in a meeting. And Stevens Creek GMC is having a huge sale on 06 Yukon Denalis. $11,000 off retail, and we get $100 in gas for taking a test drive.
Oh, finally, the whole family in one car. You, me, Jimmy, Timmy, Sammy, Cindy, and Roger Jr.
And room for one more. It fits 8.
Not a chance, honey.
Yukon Denali XLs. On sale now at Stevens Creek GMC. On the web at trucksonthecreek.com.
Face it, you've got less than perfect credit, which makes getting a new computer almost impossible. That's because while you're looking at your future, everyone else is too busy looking at your history, your credit history. At Blue Hippo, we say forget the past. That's right, we believe you deserve a brand new computer regardless of your credit history. In fact, we won't even check your credit score. Call Blue Hippo today, and before you know it, a brand new PC will be delivered right to your door. But hurry. For a limited time, we'll throw in a free, brand new 20-inch flat panel TV with built-in tuner and speakers. It's ultra-thin, so you can hang it on a wall. And we'll include a free color printer. It's all yours, free, when you call and order now. All credit is accepted, so you will not be turned down. Call 1-800-997-5507. No matter what your credit history looks like, Blue Hippo believes you deserve a break. Call 1-800-997-5507. That's 1-800-997-5507.
Up your Friday here on 960 The Quake, 721. Good morning. I'm Paul Wells with Willie Brown and Will Durst. Keeping it real on 960 with State Senator and President Pro Tem in Sacramento, Don Parada out of the East Bay. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, sir. How's it going?
Fine, thank you.
Don Parada.
Mr. Mayor, how are you?
All right, my man. How are you?
Well, you know, we survived another week.
I love that that chalk stripe suit.
Yeah.
You were kicking. I mean, the governor had to take second place.
Yeah, we coordinate ourselves in the morning, and he said he was going to wear basic gray, so I figured I'd trump him.
And you did. You kicked him. You did it right. You represented us extremely well. You obviously also represented us extremely well in pursuit of that
series of dollars that are now going to go for whole lots of infrastructure things. What's contained in the bond package, and how much is it?
It's the total's $37.2 billion, and about $4.5 billion of that is for water projects and levees, $10.4 billion for schools, and that includes the universities and state colleges, $20 billion for transportation, transit, and almost $3 billion for housing, affordable housing.
Now, who hammered out the provision of keeping the Prop 42 gas taxes going to transportation funds?
Well, at the near the end, that was always the it became the centerpiece, and then it almost was the orphan. And at the end of it, the speaker, Fabian Nunez, said, why don't we get CTA and Jim Marp, who's heading up the Prop 42 effort, get them into the room and let's see what they'll do. And I've been fairly close to Jim and his crew, and Fabian's close to the CTA. So we did. We got him in there. And what I didn't know at the time is that the CTA had been negotiating with the governor for about 4 days trying to settle the lawsuit that they have against him. And so it was an apt time for everybody to put their guns down. And within 3 or 4 minutes, we had resolved it.
And how many votes will it take to get this bond package?
They all, thank God, are simple majority. It's probably a lot easier to pass it in November than it was to get it through the legislature. But the public's been so far ahead of us in its demand for an investment in basic infrastructure. And we've been so far behind. We've managed to do libraries and schools and water projects and things of that nature, but we've never done any just concrete and steel. The last bond, I believe, was in 1996, and it was just a 2.9 to fix the Bay Bridge, and of course that went off really well. I hope this is enough money to do something.
Will there be an effort now made to do something about the retrofitting of the hospitals that's required? The hospital in San Francisco, for an example, is exposed, and there are a number of privately owned hospitals by nonprofit organizations like CPMC and others that are exposed on the mandate for seismic upgrade. What's the program in that?
Well, that's really the remaining urgency is about the hospitals. You're absolutely correct, particularly in the Bay Area. I mean, we have a number of hospitals that are sitting on the fault lines and a number of other hospitals that probably would go down in a major earthquake. So we're starting discussions. We still have time to put a seismic upgrade on the ballot for the hospitals. Part of the debate's been private versus public, and what we've said is if hospitals are serving Medi-Cal or any of those people on government programs, they should be the ones given the maximum consideration, and the ones that you mentioned, Willie, are the ones that we're thinking about too. But it's a some people will be resistant because if we put more debt on the ballot, the feeling is that we could lose everything. Here again, we're very, very far behind in our obligations to the future. And for those of us that live in the Bay Area, what you're talking about is a huge problem.
Has anybody raised the issue of maybe some form of a lending program to the hospitals that are subject to being repaid and thereby not actually constitute a debt? Some people on 960 The Quake have raised that question with us, Senator Perotta.
We have discussed that. The complications that have come up, as you probably have discussed, on the ballot in November will be a proposal to raise cigarette taxes by $2.70 a pack, which will make stealing a pack felony, I think. So
you'll need a co-signer to buy a pack of cigarettes.
Well put. But that money is, part of that money is targeted for hospital renovation.
270 a pack?
270 a pack.
Who put that up to taxes up to 270?
No, raise them. It would apply.
An additional 270.
Yeah, it adds another. I mean, I don't know what cigarettes. What are they? $4 a pack now. They go up to almost $7. It's on the face of it. It's absurd. I mean, if you have an Indian reservation, you are dancing in the streets.
Yeah, because they don't have to pay the taxes. Yeah. Everybody will buy them at the Indian reservation.
But it's really
like I do when I go up to Reno.
Yeah, and well, that's the other thing. So that's got some money targeted for this, and you know, every time somebody takes an initiative to the ballot, it complicates what we do in the legislature because everything we do requires 2/3 vote. And you just can't find a Republican that will vote for any tax. So, and even about, you know, the bonds require the same 2/3 vote. So you've really got to have your program together. I believe the Republicans would be responsive to a seismic program for hospitals, but they're going to want the publics in, the private hospitals in as well.
Tell me a little bit more about this tax. On the cigarettes, who put that? Who is that by the signature collection process, and who were the?
It's the usual suspects. I mean, you had what is fondly called the Body Parts Coalition, the Lung Association, the Heart Association, and then you had the California Hospital Association that were involved, I believe, and then there were a couple of nonprofits like PICO, which is. And Acorn, which are sort of grassroots or semi-grassroots groups, but they went out there. I think the large funding was by the Lung Association and the hospitals. Curiously, I guess your nonprofit status is not jeopardized if you do signatures because it falls under issue advocacy in some strange way. But they put it together. They wrote it. They put it on the ballot, and. They will be responsible. And, this stuff just polls incredibly well.
Is that a simple majority or is that a two-thirds?
Simple majority, yes. Yeah.
That's a simple majority?
Yeah.
All those bonds.
But it's a tax.
No, I know. That's the irony irony probably is not a good word.
iron lungy, yeah.
That's the ridiculousness of our situation. You have to do it two-thirds in the legislature, but you can take it to the ballot for a simple majority.
But I thought Prop 13 said that even initiatives and bond measures had to have two-thirds.
No, just locally. You know, it's a curious thing. To raise a tax locally, unless it's the general purpose tax, but if it's to raise a tax or to raise a bond.
Smokers are screwed.
Oh, no, they are. I mean, and you're also, by definition, it's a declining source of revenue. People are either going to quit or going to die. So, or you're in that funny position where you have to root for people to start smoking.
That's Senator Don Perrotta, the man who runs the Senate, comes out of Oakland, taught school for a long time, was on the Board of Supervisors, and has emerged as probably the leading and most long-lasting advocate for infrastructure financing. I just marvel at how, Don, you have been at this now for several years, and all of a sudden you've got a whole lot of friends and newcomers showing up on the podium with you.
Yeah, that's right. Well,
when you used to be standing alone.
I know. It died 1,000 times, and I didn't. Up until the end, I was despairing that it was ever going to happen. And I thought if it didn't get done by last week, that's why I put a deadline on it, because the new budget's out today. Everybody's starting to talk about that now. And you know what happens is you get closer to a primary election, much less after a primary, when you have so many dead men walking. And the governor wanted it done. And, of course, to his benefit, I mean, he's had, two tremendous weeks, and we've been around politics a long time, and it's luck and timing, and he's had phenomenal luck with the $5 billion windfall in taxes that he's now be able to pay back some of his enemies.
I want to ask you about the governor and the governor's race. Can you stick around for another segment?
Sure.
Excellent. This is State Senate Pro Tem Don Perrotta with us from the East Bay, the Senate's 9th District, which is Alameda, Berkeley, San Pablo, all you guys. You know who he is. He's one of the best guys up in Sacramento that we got. He's going to stick with us as we come back.
Yes, we're keeping it real with Will and Willie here on 960 The Quake. Now, John Scott's got the news, weather, and traffic. John?
Thank you, Paul, and good morning. 7:32. Let's begin in the Cronfort Traffic Center. Cronfort, home of the 9 o'clock news. The Friday light so far. This report brought to you by the new Sony Nav-U personal navigation system. So here's the good news. Just cleared an accident. 580 westbound before Lakeshore. Now off the road. Just cleared a crash in the Dublin Grade at Eden Canyon Road in westbound 580. That was blocking a lane of traffic. Now there is a stall in a lane, 101 northbound at 92 through San Mateo. Metering lights under the Baybridge Toll Plaza back up to the 880 overpass. Some delays on BART, about 12-15 minutes from Hayward to Daly City because of mechanical problems. 10-minute delay from Berkeley to Fremont in San Francisco due to some police activity at the Ashby Station. The new Sony Nav-U personal navigation system features a bright touch panel screen, superb audio, convenient repeat button, and preloaded with full U.S. maps. Drive happily ever after, sony.com/Nav-U. Here's a look at what's happening at 960 The Quake at 7:33. You felt it this morning. Cluster of earthquakes in the North Bay. The largest was a preliminary 4.4, about a mile from the geysers where there are earthquakes all the time, so says USGS. But 4.4 is a little bit bigger than normal. It happened about 3:30, no damage reported. It was felt as far away as San Francisco, and folks near the geysers in Sonoma County got an early morning wake-up. Park rangers in Yosemite keeping a close watch on the Merced River. It is perilously close to flood stage thanks to abundant snowmelt. Tuolumne Meadows still has as much as 12 feet of snow above the valley, and it's melting, and the water's got to go somewhere. But folks that have visited the valley say the upside is the waterfalls are nothing short of awesome this year. A big day for California today for thousands of high school seniors whose diplomas are in limbo. A ruling is expected at some point by an Alameda County Superior Court judge on the constitutionality of the state high school exit exam. Now, State Superintendent of Public Instruction Jack O'Connell is going to hold a teleconference immediately after the ruling. The Quake News team will follow up and we'll keep you updated through this day. This weekend, nice around the Bay Area, foggy and cool on the coast. A little cooler inland today and tomorrow, back up into the mid-80s by Sunday. Keeping it real with Will and Willie continues. I'm John Scott on San Francisco's exclusive progressive talk station, 960 The Quake.
This is Jeff Diamond, and we're talking to the creator of Right Size Smoothies, Steve Bostic.
I just got off the phone with a woman who ordered Right Size. Her name is Joni, and she'd already lost 12 pounds, and she was so excited. She said this is the first time that she's tried a weight loss product that actually worked for her.
When you drink a Right Size smoothie, you feel like you're full, and that's what you're looking for, isn't it?
We call it the Hunger Smash and Smoothie. We've developed a cutting-edge appetite manager called Appamine. It's in the smoothie. You drink the smoothie. It knocks out your appetite. Helps you burn more calories than you take in safely and without being hungry. And as you know, that's what leads to weight loss. It's a great product.
And you're going to let people try this for free for 2 weeks.
It's the best deal that anybody's ever offered on a weight loss product. You don't pay anything up front. You try the product free for 2 full weeks, see how it works for you, and either you lose the weight or you never pay for it.
Here's the phone number, 1-800-422-1271. The phone number for Right Size Smoothies, 1-800-422-1271. 1-800-422-1271.
Are you tired of sitting on the sidelines, watching as others make big profits in the market and your investments just sit there collecting dust? Well, what if there was a way to get in the game and start generating real wealth, real profit? To become an active, profitable trader, regardless of your experience level or whether the market is going up or down. And what if there was a way you could do it for free? Introducing Top Trader, a proven system that shows you the tips, tricks, and secrets the pros use on Wall Street for free. That's right, free.
I continue to pull in between $7,500 and $10,000 a week.
Developed by two guys that have made more money in the market in 35 years than most of us could dream of. Top Trader's proven system gives you the tools you need to succeed and get rich.
There isn't an easier way to get rich.
Call now and we'll rush you a free CD that shows just how easy it really is. Come on, it's a free CD. 1-800-440-7572. That's 1-800-440-7572. 1-800-440-7572.
Comcast is the leader in high-definition television, offering both local and national HD channels not available on satellite. So if you're into movies, sports, or just amazing clarity, then Comcast Digital Cable is the only way to go. And if you don't have time to watch your shows while they're being aired, then record them with Comcast DVR. Pause live TV or watch one show while recording another. For more information on Comcast's great broadband products, including high-speed internet, call 1-800-COMCAST, 1-800-COMCAST, or go to Comcast.net. Comcast Digital Cable has hundreds of channels of the most requested programming with about 30 local channels and includes on-demand with thousands of shows and movies to watch whenever you want. Comcast is the leader in high-definition television, offering both local and national HD channels not available on satellite. So if you're into sports, movies, or just amazing clarity, then Comcast Digital Cable is the only way to go. And if you don't have time to watch your shows while they're being aired, then record them with Comcast DVR. Pause live TV, watch one show while recording another. The DVR is inside the cable box, so no extra equipment is necessary. With Comcast high-speed internet, you'll get blazing fast connections and 100% pure broadband features such as click-and-play videos and web-based email. They've recently upgraded the upstream and downstream speeds for all of their customers at no extra cost. Now you can enjoy even quicker uploads and downloads of photo, video, and music files. Call 1-800-COMCAST, 1-800-COMCAST, or go to Comcast.net. Cable and internet, Comcast.net.
Price of gas is going up and up and up and shows no sign of retreating anytime soon. Go to the homepage of QuakeRadio.com and click on the best gas prices link. The tool will tell you where in your neighborhood you can find the cheapest gas. If there is such a thing anymore, we can't beat big oil, but we can help you save a buck or two. Another helpful service from 960. The Quake.
San Francisco.
Live from the Hotel Vitale at the corner of Mission and Embarcadero, where you can join in the studio audience here at the beautiful lounge facing the bay. We're keeping it real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake, 738. I'm Paul Wells with Will Durst and Willie Brown. And why don't you reintroduce
and
our guest?
We have with us on the telephone the President Pro Tem of the Senate, Don Parada, the man who heads that body and comes and hails from Oakland, California, and who I believe should be credited as the architect of the current measure that's on the ballot for infrastructure bond and vote this coming November. And, Don, you know, some people saw the photograph of you, the speaker, and the governor together moving around the state making the announcement about the success on this bond measure. And as the other night at the debate, there was resentment expressed by the two candidates somewhat. They were very guarded and very careful. But Mr. Angelides and Mr. Wesley raised some question about what effect that might have on their candidacies in the fall. What's your take?
Well, early on, we recognized that working together with the governor in the election year would be criticized by some, but my position was that I'm not sent to Sacramento to be a stalking horse for a governor or somebody who wants to be governor, and that was just the political risk I guess some people had to take. It didn't bother me much when Lockyer dropped out. I've not endorsed anybody.
Let me get this straight. You're putting the people above politics?
Well, yeah, but I wouldn't like that to get out.
No one's going to believe it anyhow.
When you're a politician, nobody believes you anyway. But that's the power of incumbency. I mean, the governor, he benefits by this. But the voters are smart enough to parse things out. I mean, we'll have a work product on the ballot that everybody and their third cousin will be taking credit for if they think it's of their advantage. So I think it's, if Wesley or Angelides or whomever survives the primary, can't make a better case than Arnold for why, he should be out and they should be in, I don't think the bond is going to make the difference.
And what's happening on the legislative races? What effect do you think it will have?
Well, I've taken the view that as an institution, we needed to do something to make a case that we're relevant. I mean, we're in desperate shape. But we our value to the public as seen as an institution is very, very low. And so I thought the credibility of the institution was at stake more than the benefit to any particular legislator. It's hard to argue, make a case if you're going to go door to door or however you're going to campaign, that I helped put this on the ballot because it's very complicated. So I think the benefit is to the institution. It's certainly to people who invest in this state. The other thing is, let's face it, this is a massive public works project. It's going to put hundreds of thousands of people to work. The construction industry in this state has always been a pace setter for the economy. And as the housing market begins to cool, it'll be a very good infusion of public money for people to, for the jobs to be developed. And so I went into it that way. I just thought, you know, this was going to have a benefit to the state. It needed to be done. Is it going to cut 10 minutes or 15 minutes off of everybody's commute? No. But it may prevent it from the future from becoming 10 or 15 minutes longer.
Hey, 3 or 4 minutes is all we're asking at this point.
Right.
You know, just a smoother ride is all we're asking.
Well, that would be yes. Then that's
less money spent on suspension changes.
You know. Yeah, that's right. Blowouts.
Yeah.
You know, Senator, and again, I guess I need to identify you so that somebody just clicking on to 960 The Quake, that's Don Parada, the President Pro Tem of the Senate. And Mr. President Pro Tem, I know that issues involving the war and privacy and eavesdropping do not necessarily come within the daily routine involved in the legislature, but they are subject matters that we've been called about here on the station with some regularity. And with your permission, I'd like to ask you, if you would, please comment on the current national scene. One, should a candidate for governor be speaking about why the National Guard ought to be here to work on the possible problems with the levees and the fires? That's number one. And number two, can in some manner or another legislation do something about what the federal government is attempting to do on the invasion of one's privacy by having the various phone companies and others cease cooperating?
Well, on the first question, I believe that it's any politician's responsibility to discuss anything that jeopardizes or concerns the constituency. So whether it's the National Guard or privacy, I mean, we have certainly done in Sacramento, you know, probably way back to when you were speaker, there's been issues about privacy. You know, Jackie Speier has made a very credible career as a legislator fighting for that, as has Deborah Bowen and others. So it is an issue for us. And the irony is there's a huge fight going on in Sacramento now, kind of behind the scenes, but it's between the cable industry and the phone industry over access to homes. And now we read that, they've been very happy, with the exception, I guess, of Quest, to give over phone records to the government. And I think that's not only very chilling, but for all of us who believe that that the Constitution and the Bill of Rights still have some meaning in our lives, I think this is a very, very dangerous. And I would expect...
Seems to be the three of us.
Yeah. I mean, they should speak out on those kinds of issues. I think that what's going on in Washington is going to make this a good Democratic year in California. I don't know if it's going to be good enough to haul everybody into office, but when you've got a president with a 30% favorable rating and a governor who's in, you know, just creeping into the 40s, and people are so put off by a government that seems to be clearly out of control, I think the price will be paid by Republicans in November all the way throughout the state.
Is there any way that the state can pass legislation like that, or just like Jackie Speier's banking privacy legislation? Is the fear that it'll be superseded by the federal government and an exercise in futility?
Yeah, most of this stuff, I wouldn't say rare exceptions, with some exceptions, is preempted by federal law, but that doesn't prevent people from speaking out. And if I were running statewide right now, I know Cruz Bustamante's, you know, he's doing a diet for his campaign, but I think if I were running for Secretary of State or anything else, I would be talking about this issue.
Always good to talk to you, Senator. You bring such a wonderful, warm, and interesting perspective. We must tell you that our listeners have peppered us with, why don't we hear more from Parada? We're going to respond by making calls to you with some regularity, not to intrude on your work schedule, but certainly to have you share your views with our listeners here in the San Francisco Bay Area on 960 The Quake.
Well, I'm delighted. Anytime you would like to have me make a little noise with you in the morning, I'd be delighted to do it.
Thanks, buddy.
Come by the Vitale sometime
as
well.
Sound like
I'm going to do that. When I get a break, I'm going to do that.
You don't sound like a politician.
Thank you very much.
I guess I meant that as a compliment.
Yes, I guess it was taken that way. 7:47, we got our Burst of Durst in the next segment, and also the Mother's Day winner who gets to stay here at the Hotel Vitale. And that is tonight and tomorrow night. And the daughter who wrote the winning essay. We have them on the line from Santa Rosa. And good morning to the entire Bay Area. Keeping it real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake.
Thank you for calling to learn more about the See Clearly method.
What's the catch?
Excuse me?
The catch. Your radio commercial said you can improve my eyesight so I won't be dependent on my glasses and contacts. There has to be a catch.
No catch, sir. Our optometrists believe that you can indeed better your vision with the See Clearly method.
It's surgery, right? Expensive surgery?
No, no surgery, no drugs, no catches. The See Clearly method is a revolutionary approach to better vision that doesn't require drugs or surgery. Oh, but there is one thing I forgot to mention.
I knew it. A catch.
I can give you a free video that will tell you all about it.
A free video. Hey, wait a minute. That's a good thing.
We know it sounds unbelievable, but the See Clearly method can improve bad vision naturally without drugs or surgery. See for yourself by calling for our free video to preview the See Clearly method. Call 1-800-522-6121. Call now before you get sidetracked and forget. Your vision is too important. For your free video, call 1-800-522-6121. That's 1-800-522-6121.
Mmm, the smell of garlic. And the sound. Listen to that garlic sizzling in the wok. Oh, nice. I can almost taste it. I love my job. I'm a chef at Panda Express. And I just can't get enough of all the smells, sounds, and sights of our Chinese kitchen. Right now, we're featuring our exciting garlic creations. Get into a Panda Express and experience them for yourself.
Hurry in to Mattress Discounters today, where you'll always find quality brands like Sealy Posturepedic, Simmons Beautyrest, Tempur-Pedic Pressure Relieving Swedish Mattresses, and the Sleep Number Bed by Select Comfort at everyday low prices. Plus, on approved credit, you'll get free financing for a year with no down payment, no monthly payments, and no interest for 12 months. Mattress Discounters. Quality brands, discount prices.
Have a good night's sleep for less. Mattress Discounters.
Join KKSF this summer at the East Bay Regional Park District's Fresh Tracks Hiking Program. Every third Saturday through September, KKSF and the Park District will host a leisurely hike in an East Bay park, followed up by Awanti Vineyards catered lunch and live KKSF jazz performance. To find out more on this great program, visit ebparks.org.
What if I told you I could make your acne disappear and leave you with beautiful, healthy-looking skin? With all the acne promises out there, you're skeptical. So I'm going to prove it to you by sending you a risk-free 60-day trial of a remarkable product called Proactive Solution. Proactive was developed by dermatologists for you to use at home without spending hundreds of dollars on doctor visits. Call 1-800-770-3807 to find out how you can get a risk-free trial. Proactive combines prescription-grade acne medicine with soothing spa-quality botanicals to create a powerful acne-fighting system. Eliminate bumps and redness and prevent future outbreaks. It's a safe and simple product that will heal, hydrate, and soothe your skin while preventing breakouts. With over 7 million customers, Proactive is the best-selling acne system in America. To get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Solution, just call 1-800-770-3807 and you'll become a believer. I know you have beautiful skin under your acne. Let Proactive prove it. Call 1-800-770-3807 for your free trial. 1-800-770-3807.
This is Ed Schultz. Now on afternoons from 1 to 4 p.m., back to Keeping It Real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake.
It's a burst of Durst. A daily commentary from Will Durst.
And on this Friday, May 12th, at 7:51, Will, it's your turn.
Thank you, Paul. Well, the president spoke to the disclosure that federal investigators have collected millions of domestic telephone records by, get ready for it, blaming 911. Again. Yes, I know. He also said he's not data mining or trolling through the personal lives of ordinary Americans. In other words, he's lying. Again.
about spying again, and nobody cares. Now, sure, in San Francisco, it's the lead story in the newspaper, but the rest of the country is hooty-dooty-doo. So who got kicked off of American Idol this week? Didn't he assure us that unless we had connections to Al-Qaeda, we didn't have to worry? Didn't he also say that the only calls that included an international link were being monitored? Didn't he point to congressional oversight, which admittedly is an oxymoron? Didn't he also guarantee the American people that the innocent among us weren't part of the operation? Now, admittedly, my old age, my memory is sometimes leaker than Dick Cheney's press office, but I seem to remember he did. He spied and he lied on all 295 million of us. And if we all have connections to Al-Qaeda, you know what? I think Al-Qaeda's winning. And because he lied and spied, I want him spanked. I want Barbara to exercise her Mother's Day privilege and paddle his butt until it's as red as a Napa Valley Merlot. And I want her to make him promise never ever to do it again. And I want her to do it because Congress is incapable of mounting anything other than self-serving press conferences. And we, the people, are too occupied making enough money to fill our gas tanks to get to work to make enough money to fill our gas tanks. And by the way, Chris was kicked off of American Idol. And that's your burst of Durst for today.
Ah. Ah-ha-ha.
Thank you, buddy.
Yeah, they should be enthusiastic. Particularly with the bit of news information you supplied in the middle of the burst of Durst. Chris
was kicked off here.
Oh. Yes, but he's been offered a gig, perhaps. He's going to audition for the band Fuel because they thought he did their song and nailed it. That's what's important to the American
public.
This is
exactly what I'm talking about.
Isn't it?
Who got kicked off of Survivor last night? Does anybody know?
I was hoping you'd say that Chris was going to show up on 24. Singing the national anthem at the president's funeral.
Maybe a singing spine.
You've been reading, huh?
Yes. Now, way ahead.
We have these wonderful prizes that you guys are going to describe here that our Mother's Day winner. We had this contest to describe your mom, to go to quakeradio.com and write out an essay because this Sunday is Mother's Day, and we have the winning mother, and I think the child who wrote it. We have Kathy Pearson on the line from Santa Rosa. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, Kathy Pearson. Happy Mother's Day.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
And congratulations.
Thank you very much. My partner, Krista, is also on the line.
Hey, hi. Chris.
Krista, hi.
Hey, which one is the teacher and which one is the grant writer?
Krista, I'm Krista. I'm the teacher.
All right. What grade level?
First grade.
Oh.
I teach in a two-way immersion school, so the kids learn in Spanish all day long.
Oh, yeah? Oh. And so I take it that you are fluent in Spanish.
Yeah.
All right. Right on. How about those three kids are you raising? Are they also becoming fluent in Spanish?
Yes, they are.
All right.
Yeah.
Now, is Vicky going to read this to us?
Yes.
Oh,
she would love to. She's been practicing all evening.
Okay. Oh, cool. Let's hear your essay. It's nice and short and
okay,
sweet.
Okay, Vicky, you're on.
Good morning, Vicky.
Hi.
All right.
Hey, Vicky. Thank you for joining us.
And writing the winning essay.
And so now read to the public what you wrote.
Okay. I have two moms. They adopted me when I was six. Then they adopted me a brother and sister. They are 3 and 6 now, and I am 10. They love us very much, and we are glad that they are now our forever family, and not just our foster parents. My mama is a teacher. My mom is a grant writer for Girl Scouts. They help thousands of other kids, too, but they love us the most. Thank you.
Ah,
that's Vicky in Santa Rosa.
From Santa Rosa. And Vicky, you know what you just got for Mother's Day for your moms on Friday, and I'll do Friday and Will will do Saturday. Beach Blanket Babylon, the long-running sitcom operation over in North Beach. You're going to be able to go to the 7 a.m. show, and then after the 7 p.m. show, you're going to come to Hotel Vitale for dinner about 9:30. In this wonderful restaurant right next door to where we broadcast from. What's happening on Saturday, Will?
Well, they also, don't they get to stay at the Vitale for the whole weekend?
Friday and Saturday night.
That's part of it. And then they get a spa treatment on Saturday. Now, I don't know if this is for two. I don't know if we had a contingency fee. I think you guys are going to have to fight over the spa treatment on Saturday.
That's no problem.
And then a Hornblower champagne brunch cruise going out of Pier 33. And then Sunday, before you take out of town, there's a two-hour walking tour of the city, care of foot tours from 1 to 3 p.m.
Yes, there. Shake and Bake, the heart of the Great Quake Tour. You go from Lotta's Fountain at Market and 3rd. And
it's a great weekend, and I think all three of you are really going to enjoy it. I imagine the other two kids are going to come along, too, right?
No, actually, we're giving them to our moms for Mother's Day.
There you go. Good choice.
It's the Mother's Day gift exchange program.
Yeah, so the grandmother gets the other kids.
That's going to work out just fine. And Krista and Kathy, congratulations for being winning moms.
Good. We really appreciate it. We're very proud of Vicky. And if I may, very quickly, can I do a plug?
Go ahead.
Okay, this is also Foster Parent Appreciation Month in May, and I just want to let everybody know that there's a great organization called Alternative Family Services, and they helped us adopt all three children.
Oh.
And they have offices in San Francisco and Oakland and also in Petaluma.
You get a website for them?
Excuse me?
You get a website for them?
I have an 800 number.
Go ahead. Go for it.
1-800-300-1022.
Oh,
and we just are very thankful we live in California, because
we're thankful.
In other states, we wouldn't be able to have this.
Exactly.
We're thankful to you both for writing grants and for teaching.
Happy Mother's Day.
Yes, yeah. And in our next hour, senior investigative reporter of Newsweek, Mike Isikoff, joins us, and Representative Pete Stark on the failed prescription drug program. We'll get it all here on 960 The Quake.
At the 2006 Wente Vineyards Concert Series, it's about more than just the music. Our wines go as well with your favorite artists as they do with a specially prepared menu. And the intimate setting among the hills and vineyards bring you so close to the stage, you can almost touch your favorite stars. Like Blues Traveler, Heart, Chris Isaak, and more. Click on the Wente logo in your online media player right now to order tickets. Or call 925-456-2424. That's 925-456-2424. Tickets also available at all Ticketmaster locations.
Lives here.
Broadcasting in HD Digital. This is KQKE, Oakland, San Francisco, San Jose. 960, The Quake.
CNN Radio, I'm Jim Ribble.
We are not eavesdropping on any American unless you have a court order.
Senator Pat Roberts of the Intelligence Committee says average Americans need not worry. He says there should be no cause for alarm in the national security agencies collecting phone records of Americans. He reiterates that it's just the numbers, not the conversations being collected. Democratic Senator Charles Schumer wants the government to come clean on the program, though.
The administration has an obligation to let us know what it has done, how extensively it has done it.
The apparent motive is for intelligence experts to try to find calling patterns that might lead them to terrorists. Nigerian police say between 150 and 200 people were killed in an oil pipeline explosion outside Lagos today. Police say that people often tap into pipelines to get fuel, and authorities think that is what happened here. There's talk of giving the U.S. military more authority to patrol the U.S.-Mexico border, a job it historically has not done. Correspondent Dick Giuliano reports.
Border states Arizona and Texas are demanding help from Washington. And Pentagon sources tell Associated Press defense officials have been asked by the Bush administration to review ways the military could help beef up the border.
Last night, the House passed a bill that would let the Homeland Security Department use the military to secure the border in limited cases. There are indications New Orleans may not be as prepared for another hurricane evacuation as city officials have suggested. National correspondent Ed McCarthy explains.
Some of the problems, Amtrak's not signed off on the deal, and there wouldn't be enough doctors to board trains. Planes would be asked to go into a holding pattern to wait for evacuees, but no airlines have consented, and there are only 100 buses that could be used to get people out of the Crescent City. Bus drivers haven't said they'd stay behind.
Head of the International Red Cross is upset the U.S. is refusing to allow Red Cross people to visit terrorism prisoners being held at secret locations. The most trusted name in news, CNN Radio.
Listen up, people. This is the King of Car Loans, Mike Frega. If you call 1-800-FRESH-START, you get one thing no one else can give you. That's me, Mike Frega. I don't own a car dealership. I'm not even a general manager. You don't buy cars from owners and general managers. But if you call 1-800-FRESH-START, you get an appointment with me, Mike Frega. I've got hundreds of credit unions and the nation's most aggressive lenders. And by the way, I'm still looking for somebody with 8 auto repossessions. Call 1-800-FRESH-START, and I'll give you that fresh start you've been looking for. That's 1-800-FRESH-START. And don't forget my competition. That's 1-800-NOT-SO-FRESH-START. Approval of credit, subject to prior sale, whatever.
Hello?
Honey, it's Roger.
Are you okay?
No, I'm stuck in a meeting. And Stevens Creek GMC is having a huge sale on 06 Yukon Denalis. $11,000 off retail, and we get $100 in gas for taking a test drive.
Finally! The whole family in one car. You, me, Jimmy, Timmy, Sammy, Cindy, and Roger Jr.
And room for one more. It fits 8.
Not a chance, honey.
Yukon Denali XLs. On sale now at Stevens Creek GMC. On the web at trucksonthecreek.com.
Great television experiences are always ready for you with Comcast. With the convenience of on-demand, crystal-clear high-definition, and all the best movies, sports, and kid shows, it's Comcastic. Call 1-800-COMCAST or go to Comcast.net for more information.
Searching for your dream home? Go to quakeradio.com, keyword real estate, to find some of the Bay Area's top real estate professionals like Century 21, Crystal Estates, Pacific Union, and many, many more. The best way to start your search is with keywords on quakeradio.com.
Face it, you've got less than perfect credit, which makes getting a new computer almost impossible. That's because while you're looking at your future, everyone else is too busy looking at your history, your credit history. At Blue Hippo, we say forget the past. That's right. We believe you deserve a brand new computer regardless of your credit history. In fact, we won't even check your credit score. Call Blue Hippo today, and before you know it, a brand new PC will be delivered right to your door. But hurry. For a limited time, we'll throw in a free, brand new 20-inch flat panel TV with built-in tuner and speakers. It's ultra-thin, so you can hang it on a wall. And we'll include a free color printer. It's all yours, free, when you call and order now. All credit is accepted, so you will not be turned down. Call 1-800-997-5507. No matter what your credit history looks like, Blue Hippo believes you deserve a break. Call 1-800-997-5507. That's 1-800-997-5507.
Here's a Quake traffic check from the Cron 4 Traffic Center. Cron 4, home of the 9 o'clock news.
It's 8:04. Good morning. This report brought to us by Table 46. There's a car smoking on the shoulder. 4 westbound at Willow Pass Road. Not in lanes, but people are slowing down to say, hey, what's that? Car hit the cement wall on the right shoulder, 680 southbound before Dublin Boulevard. Emergency crews rolling out there. Ditto to a stall in the left lane of 101 northbound before Vermont Street at the hospital curb. Coast, tough this morning. Accident on 92 a little while ago. This is eastbound before Skyline. Two-car crash just cleared for a while, but northbound 1 is backed up pretty hefty as you approach 92, and it'll be a slow ride from 1 over to 280 this morning. Bay Bridge, medium lights on, heavy on the upper deck, but no problems to report. Back up to the 880 overcross the toll plaza. For over 8 years, Table for Six Total Adventures has helped thousands of quality singles find their match. With Table for Six, you get real face-to-face connections, unlike those online dating sites. Go to tableforsix.com and kickstart your life today. North Bay had a big earthquake early this morning. Tell you about it in the news at the bottom of the hour. Now it's Keeping It Real with Will and Willie on San Francisco's exclusive progressive talk station, 960 The Quake.
And thank you, John. I'm Paul Wells here at 805 at the Hotel Vitale, and we are at the corner of Mission Embarcadero where you can stop by and be part of our live studio audience and get on the wireless here and have some coffee with Willie Brown and Will Durst. And we have the big story that broke yesterday on the NSA and the phone companies, and now we have Arlen Specter, who's saying he's going to call the heads of AT&T and wireless in for a hearing. What do you think he's going to learn?
Well, I don't know if he's going to put them under oath, if he'll be able to do that. Who he didn't put Gonzalez under oath.
Well, we don't need to put this fine gentleman to disparage the veracity of his comments.
I would be more impressed with a good senator if he was calling in the members of the federal government who actually made the demand of these private sector people to provide them with the information that the private sector people so complied with. that'd be far more interesting and I suspect far more effective for the American people, not to simply beat up on those who complied with the government's requirement, but the person who uttered that requirement and why they uttered that requirement and what can be done to cause the government to no longer violate the privacy that goes with being in a democracy.
At least establish the legality of it. Find out if they are able to do that.
I don't think that it's legal. Well, if it could be made legal, I think the Republicans would be defending it as a legal act, as they did with the NSA wiretapping that they acknowledged was going on. Mr. Bush didn't make any bones about the fact that they were doing it and said that he had gotten legal advice on, he had been given directions by the lawyers. Alberto Gonzalez made that case, and they said that, but they haven't said a thing. As a matter of fact, they have denied that any domestic surveillance was going on, period.
Well, he doesn't consider this surveillance. He considers this information gathering. they got euphemisms for everything.
Absolutely. And so I think Mr. Spector, Senator Spector, with all due respect, really should start with the government and not just those private sector guys. After all, the private sector guys, all they could do would be to do what Quest did and said, we won't give you that information.
Do you think that when they question Hayden next week, when he goes up in front of the Senate Intelligence Committee, is that it?
I think that he will probably be the guy who will have to pay the price, if a price is to be paid by the Bush administration for anything going with wiretapping, dealing with wiretapping.
Now, will he testify under oath? Will he be placed under oath?
I don't know, frankly.
Is it just a casual inquiry?
No, it can't be a casual inquiry. Keep in mind that whether you're under oath or not, you can be charged with perjury.
As Martha Stewart.
As Martha Stewart. You can be kidding and get charged with perjury.
No joking to the federal government.
That's right. That's why I'm worried about the information that they have about who I called and what I said. Now, because I'm always, kind of putting a little yeast in the comments. Puffing them up.
Inflating him a bit.
To share with Quake listeners here on 960, we have David Lazarus in the San Francisco Chronicle business section. He points out the privacy policies of AT&T and Verizon are very specific about requiring a warrant or a subpoena before either company will share customers' data with government officials. There's no exception for when the government comes calling with nothing more than a vague desire to find terrorists. And so the laws were violated, breaking their own rules millions of times.
Unless their lawyers, in conversations with the government, said, I know you can subpoena us, and that's what you tell us you're going to do. We'll supply you with information without the expense of involving ourselves with the subpoena. I said that because we've done that. As a matter of fact, when the FBI came investigating in the Capitol, yes, I represented some of the members of the legislature, and in order to save them the embarrassment of allegedly being subpoenaed, I called the FBI up and said, hey, this is it, my friend. Anytime you want anything from any of my clients, call me and I'll supply it.
Interesting. Mike Isikoff joins us, the senior investigative reporter from Newsweek on Keeping It Real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake. Good morning, Michael. Always good to check in with you.
Good morning.
Now, you know, Michael, these phone calls between you and we are going to show up.
Right. They're all being watched.
That's right.
The record is being kept. The government
making a list and checking it twice.
Right. See, now this is the way it works, because I, in the course of my duties, will have occasion to call all sorts of people, including probably people in the course of reporting on terrorist activities who represent
bad guys,
suspected terrorists, maybe people who have had associations with suspected terrorists. So the kind of link analysis that they're doing with this giant NSA database now has me in it as a known contact with suspected Al-Qaeda folks. Now, they're then going to see the records of these regular phone calls to you guys every Friday.
So we'll be.
Right? So now they've got you in their scope. Right, as somebody who talks regularly to somebody who has known contacts with an Al-Qaeda affiliate.
It's like 7 degrees of Kevin Bacon.
Right, there you go.
Well, Michael, for your information, I think we have extended the invitation for the Bush people to record our program. Particularly the burst of dirt.
Oh, stop it.
Where he trashes Mr. Bush.
I don't trash him. Yeah. I take him to task.
Well, so you're on their scope anyway. They don't need the affiliation with a somebody who talks to known Al Qaeda people or suspected Al Qaeda people.
I already call Cindy Sheehan on a regular basis.
What do you think this is going to do with Mr. Hayden's nomination, if anything?
Well, it clearly is, causing a bit of a furor on Capitol Hill. To be fair, this is somewhat bigger than we thought the program was, but there had been reports that they were doing stuff like this, getting records of, toll records of phone calls. People's phone calls and collecting them in database for the data mining. The way this is supposed to work, or at least as I understand it, is the actual eavesdropping involves phone calls that originate in one place overseas, say Pakistan, and then go through a switch telecommunications companies keep, have to facilitate phone calls, to another overseas location. So, say somebody in Pakistan is calling somebody in London, it's going through a switch in New York, and that's how they're getting in on it. That's how they're tapping in on it. Then once they are listening in on those conversations, they're listening for any reference or trying to find any record of a phone call to somebody in the United States. And once they see that, then they target that person in the United States. But say, they're matching up with it, this huge data mining by which they're collecting all the toll records of everybody's phone calls in the United States. They're not listening in on them. They're just sort of looking for patterns, looking for possible connections to one of those overseas numbers. And if they get a connection or a hit with one of the overseas numbers that they're listening in on, then they're using that as the basis to listen in.
But in terms of a needle in a haystack, which finding terrorists and Al-Qaeda presence and activity is to begin with, isn't this pouring a lot more hay on? Like a football field full of
hay? Well, yeah, one thing we don't have any earthly idea of is just how effective any of this is. I mean, they do have these
how good the computers are. Yeah.
That crunch a lot of this stuff, and a lot of electrical power and heat is being generated just crunching all this data. It's massive amounts of data. But, is it yielding anything useful, how cost-effective it is? I mean, that's a very good question. But since it is all so secretive, who knows?
Mike Isikoff, Newsweek Magazine's with us on 960 The Quake, as he is almost every Friday. And he discusses the perspective of things happening in Washington and gives us some idea about what the circumstances really are. Mr. Bush and his tax cut people were successful in the Senate yesterday on a strict party line vote. What effect does that have on the existing deficit, if any?
I don't know. I would say the stock market has been doing reasonably well. So there is the economy is maybe the one sort of reasonable bright spot the president's got at the moment. Clearly it's not enough to reverse what's a pretty steady downward spiral in the polls, and I think that's being generated by two things above all, gas prices, which are hitting people in the, you know, in the pocketbook in a big way, and Iraq. And probably even more larger than that, this is just sort of a perception of drift, a perception of sort of, you know, they've run out of gas, so to speak, and I've got nothing fresh to do, say, other than, you know, just hitting the terrorism thing, which is why they may welcome this this whole NSA thing. I mean, at least it keeps it on a subject they like to talk about, which is terrorism, as opposed to, say, the war in Iraq or gas prices.
Now, you've been monitoring the movement around the Iranian issue very much.
Sure.
And last week you talked a little bit about that, and then an 18-page letter shows up.
Yeah.
And we have some breaking news on that, perhaps from rawstory.com. We'd like to share with Michael Isikoff as well. And stay for the next segment, and we'll get to that.
Okay.
8:17, we're keeping it real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake.
This is Jeff Diamond, and we're talking to the creator of Right Size Smoothies, Steve Bostic.
I just got off the phone with a woman who ordered Right Size. Her name was Joni, and she'd already lost 12 pounds, and she was so excited. She said this is the first time that she's tried a weight loss product that actually worked for her.
When you drink a Right Size Smoothie, you feel like you're full, and that's what you're looking for, isn't it?
We call it the Hunger Smashing Smoothie. We've developed a cutting-edge appetite manager called Appamine. It's in the smoothie. You drink the smoothie. It knocks out your appetite. It helps you burn more calories and you take in safely and without being hungry. And as you know, that's what leads to weight loss. It's a great product.
And you're going to let people try this for free for 2 weeks.
It's the best deal that anybody's ever offered on a weight loss product. You don't pay anything up front. You try the product free for 2 full weeks, see how it works for you, and either you lose the weight or you never pay for it.
Here's the phone number, 1-800-422-1271. The phone number for Right Size Smoothies, 1-800-422-1271. 1-800-422-1271.
Are you tired of sitting on the sidelines, watching as others make big profits in the market and your investments just sit there collecting dust? Well, what if there was a way to get in the game and start generating real wealth, real profit? To become an active, profitable trader, regardless of your experience level or whether the market is going up or down. And what if there was a way you could do it for free? Introducing Top Trader, a proven system that shows you the tips, tricks, and secrets the pros use on Wall Street for free. That's right, free.
I continue to pull in between $7,500 and $10,000 a week.
Developed by two guys that have made more money in the market in 35 years than most of us could dream of. Top Trader's proven system gives you the tools you need to succeed and get rich.
There isn't an easier way to get rich.
Call now and we'll rush you a free CD that shows just how easy it really is. Come on, it's a free CD. 1-800-440-7572. That's 1-800-440-7572. 1-800-440-7572.
Comcast is the leader in high-definition television, offering both local and national HD channels not available on satellite. So if you're into movies, sports, or just amazing clarity, then Comcast Digital Cable is the only way to go. And if you don't have time to watch your shows while they're being aired, then record them with Comcast DVR. Pause live TV or watch one show while recording another. For more information on Comcast's great broadband products, including high-speed internet, call 1-800-COMCAST, 1-800-COMCAST, or go to Comcast.net.
Mmm, the smell of garlic. And the sound. Listen to that garlic sizzling in the wok. Oh, nice. I can almost taste it. I love my job. I'm a chef at Panda Express. And I just can't get enough of all the smells, sounds, and sights of our Chinese kitchen. Right now, we're featuring our exciting garlic creations. Get into a Panda Express and experience them for yourself.
Hey,
620 on this Friday, May 12th, and Keeping It Real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake, Monday through Friday, 7 to 10, live from the Hotel Vitale on the San Francisco waterfront, corner of Mission Embarcadero. And every Friday, we're joined by Michael Isikoff from Newsweek Magazine, senior investigative reporter. And Will, we were talking about...
Is it senior investigative reporter or chief investigative reporter? Can I get to call you chief?
It's El Primo.
El Primo investigative reporter. This is something we just got from Raw Story. The first paragraph. Concern is building among the military and intelligence community that the U.S. may be preparing for a military strike on Iran as military assets in key positions are approaching readiness. According to military and intelligence sources, an airstrike in Iran could be doable in June of this year, with military assets and key positions ready to go and a possible plan already on the table.
Seymour Hersh wrote this story in the New Yorker a month or so ago.
That's right.
Suggesting something similar. Hard to know, you know. Some of this could be saber-rattling.
Let's talk about the political nature of this. What would it mean? What I'm thinking, I don't know if this is me being politically paranoid, but I'm thinking it would invite a counterstrike. If we did something like this to Iran, it would invite Iran to hit us, in which case it would prove to Bush's base that America does need a daddy, and daddy hasn't screwed up.
Look, as cynical as I am about folks in Washington and this administration, I don't think they're going to want to provoke a war with Iran, which is a really big deal, especially when we're still bogged down in Iraq for purely partisan purposes. These guys do have a sense of the stakes and of what it can mean, and a military confrontation with Iran is in some respects a much larger undertaking than the war in Iraq has been. It's a bigger country. It's got a lot more people. It's got a lot more ties to terrorists than Iraq did. Terrorists who have a known history of striking at the United States. Iman Mujahideen, who's in some ways, was one of the, before Osama bin Laden, was the most wanted terrorist by the FBI. He'd been responsible for the 1983 Marine barracks bombing in Lebanon. Strongly believed to be still in Iran, still active, still being supported by the Iranian government. In addition to what military actions the Iranians may take against the United States, the idea that a full-scale counter terrorist assault on U.S. interests around the world could be provoked by that. So there's a lot. On the other hand, look, the Iranian nuclear problem is a serious issue, and is a something to be concerned about. Far more so, frankly, than certainly the Iraq nuclear program that didn't exist was in 2002.
Hey, I have a larger nuclear program than Iraq did. Personally.
Okay, well then yes. Maybe we ought to be
in Beijing.
Watching you. Well, we know we're watching you. So there you go.
We're speaking with Michael Isikoff, El Primo investigative reporter from Newsweek magazine, here at 960 The Quake.
Mike, one final question to me. What's your perspective on why the U.S. has allowed 26 years to expire without any direct conversation with Iran?
Well, this goes back to the hostage crisis and the souring of U.S. relations then, and of course there were efforts during the Clinton years to sort of reach out. Remember the Iran-Contra affair, efforts to sort of find Iranian moderates, and that's what that was all about.
Yeah, she had ran out of bullets.
Right. That kind of soured things. So, we've had a long, troubled history of trying to deal with the Iranian government since the fall of the Shah, who we had put there in the first place. For many Iranians, that's still a big memory in for them that is a factor in all this.
which causes us not to to be able to. We have to dialogue with them through other people. And I take it that the Russians and the Chinese are still somewhat hesitant about any actions with reference to the Iranians.
Right, and well, because they do a lot of business with the Iranians. So, you know, this is the probably most complicated and bedeviling foreign policy issue right now. But the stakes are high. I mean, I would not be as dismissive about the idea of an Iranian of the Iranian nuclear program as some people were and should have been about the claims about Iraq. And that's probably maybe one of the really big negative fallouts from the war in Iraq. You know, one of the reasons it has hurt the United States so much is because of the undermining of American credibility. So dealing with a more serious and real threat like Iran now becomes more difficult because the intelligence about Iraq was hyped and exaggerated.
We don't look like a shining light and an example to the world at this very moment in time.
Right.
8:27, and we're talking with Mike Isikoff, senior investigative reporter for Newsweek magazine on 960 The Quake. We started out talking about the database mining that is going on with the phone companies and the NSA and has been going on, just revealed yesterday. And we have a caller, Joby in Mill Valley, has a comment about this cross-referencing that happens. Good morning. You're on The Quake with Will and Willie, and also we have Mike Isikoff.
Good morning, fellas. How are you?
Good morning.
Good morning.
The thing that I'm most concerned about right now, especially for guys like Mr. Isikoff here, is that I'm worried that this cross database mining with the phone numbers only makes you wonder if guys like him are going to be cross-referenced against government sources inside the White House or inside Congress who are trying to get out information that the White House may consider a damaging leak, but is information that's really necessary for the public domain, and use that as an intimidation technique to really stifle any kind of leaking of information that should be out there. I mean, you've got to wonder, how did Mary McCarthy's superiors know that she had had contact with a specific reporter?
Good point, Joby in Mill Valley. Mike, what do you think?
Well, I don't know the specifics of Mary McCarthy situation, but I can tell you that, yes, there's no question that leak investigations have been front and center for this Justice Department and this administration, that they have very much tried to stop the flow of information to reporters on the grounds that it involves classified national security information. And I, myself have had, sources of mine who have come under investigation in leak investigations. I had one source a few years back. I'm a little sensitive to it because I know that they pulled local phone records, the Justice Department did, to try and track down a source, and pulled records of my own my phone records. I've ultimately got copies of local my phone records at this very number being turned over to the Justice Department in the course of by the phone company without my knowledge in the course of an investigation in the course of a leak investigation. So that's real. That's happening. All we can try to do is continue to just try to do our job, call people. Sometimes you have to call more people at home, although that doesn't necessarily get around the problem. You use cell phones, you use pay phones, you use, you can find them these days. They're hard to find.
Yeah, carrier pigeon. You'll have to use carrier pigeon. Mike Isikoff, thank you so much for joining us on
El
the
Primo
usual
investigative
basis.
Reporter from Newsweek magazine.
Yeah, and see you guys.
It's really funny. Mike Isikoff is doing a great job with us, I think, and giving us really good information. It's a lot of people just can't forgive him for what went on during the Monica Lewinsky period.
You better remind them.
Well, he was one of the people that was there, and the whole Clinton and Monica Lewinsky thing, he was one of the investigative reporters on that.
I think he was the one who broke the story on the blue dress. I'm pretty sure that was his.
Yes.
Claim to fame.
What does that need to forgive? I don't understand.
Some of our listeners,
he brought down a liberal.
They feel like he was totally responsible for trying to bring down Clinton. Like it was all on him, all on Mike Isikoff.
I see. So they operate on the theory that nothing that was recorded was relevant to Clinton's performance as a president.
Maybe, maybe not.
And that it should have been concealed.
Or it should actually, or for some reason it should discount anything Michael says now, which
well,
I don't buy at all.
I see.
I think everything everybody says should be discounted, at least taken with a grain of salt.
I wish people would actually look at things and say, is that really the truth more often? And we're going to continue
the president lies so much.
Check out what's going on. We have Representative Pete Stark in the next segment.
Oh, excellent.
And we'll be keeping it real with Will and Willie. Right now, John Scott's got the news, weather, and traffic on 960 The Quake.
Thank you, Paul. Good morning. 8:31. Let's take care of traffic first in the Cron 4 Traffic Center. Cron 4, home of the 9 o'clock news. Brought to you this time by the Sony NavU personal navigation system. We got a tough ride on the coast this morning. We apologize. Earlier accident on 92 has basically your El Granada to 280 drive much, much slower than normal today. East Bay problem, San Ramon, 680 southbound after El Costa. Car hit the wall on the right shoulder. A tow truck is sitting in one of the lanes. Car hit the center divide on 101 southbound before the San Francisco Airport off-ramp. Lights on, heavy across the upper deck into the city, back up to about the 880 overpass now. The new Sony NavU personal navigation system features a bright touch panel screen, superb audio, convenient repeat button, and preloaded with full U.S. maps. Drive happily ever after. Sony.com/NavU. Here's a look at what's happening on 960 The Quake at 8:32. This morning's headlines, including an earthquake this morning. Did you feel it? Some folks did. It was around the geysers in Sonoma County. A 4.4 hit at 3:30 this morning. No damage reported. It was felt as far away as San Francisco, though. Today, a big day for California for thousands of high school seniors whose diplomas are in limbo. A ruling is expected at some point today by an Alameda County Superior Court judge. He'll be ruling on the constitutionality of the California High School exit exam. A suit was brought by some students who passed their classes but failed the exam. An ABC Washington Post poll finds nearly two-thirds of Americans who were surveyed are okay with the National Security Agency collecting phone records of ordinary Americans. That may surprise you. Democrat Joe Biden in the Senate tells CBS that the reports that the spy agency has a call database will make it difficult, however, for Michael Hayden to get confirmed as the new director of the CIA. Happy birthday, Willie Mays. His 75th. A ceremony will be held tonight before the Giants-Dodgers game at the ballpark. Quake weekend weather. Sunny today, except on the coast. Highs in the 50s to the low 70s, actually, today. A little bit warmer on Saturday, and then back up into the mid-80s inland by Sunday. Keeping it real with Will and Willie continues. I'm John Scott on San Francisco's exclusive progressive talk station, 960 The Quake.
Comcast Digital Cable has hundreds of channels of the most requested programming with about 30 local channels and includes on-demand with thousands of shows and movies to watch whenever you want. Comcast is the leader in high-definition television offering both local and national HD channels not available on satellite. So if you're into sports, movies, or just amazing clarity, then Comcast Digital Cable is the only way to go. And if you don't have time to watch your shows while they're being aired, then record them with Comcast DVR. Pause live TV, watch one show while recording another. The DVR is inside the cable box, so no extra equipment is necessary. With Comcast high-speed internet, you'll get blazing fast connections and 100% pure broadband features such as click-and-play videos and web-based email. They've recently upgraded the upstream and downstream speeds for all of their customers at no extra cost. Now you can enjoy even quicker uploads and downloads of photo, video, and music files. Call 1-800-COMCAST, 1-800-COMCAST, or go to Comcast.net. Cable and internet, Comcast.net.
Thank you for calling to learn more about the See Clearly method.
What's the catch?
Excuse me?
The catch. Your radio commercial said you can improve my eyesight so I won't be dependent on my glasses and contacts. There has to be a catch.
No catch, sir. Our optometrists believe that you can indeed better your vision with the See Clearly method.
It's surgery, right? Expensive surgery?
No, no surgery, no drugs, no catches. The See Clearly method is a revolutionary approach to better vision that doesn't require drugs or surgery. Oh, but there is one thing I forgot to mention.
I knew it. A catch.
I can give you a free video that will tell you all about it.
A free video. Hey, wait a minute. That's a good thing.
We know it sounds unbelievable, but the See Clearly method can improve bad vision naturally without drugs or surgery. See for yourself by calling for our free video to preview the See Clearly method. Call 1-800-522-6121.
Call now before you get sidetracked and forget. Your vision is too important. For your free video, call 1-800-522-6121. That's 1-800-522-6121.
Hurry into Mattress Discounters today, where you'll always find quality brands like Sealy Posturepedic, Simmons Beauty Rest, Tempur-Pedic Pressure Relieving Swedish Mattresses, and the Sleep Number Bed by Select Comfort at everyday low prices. Plus, on approved credit, you'll get free financing for a year with no down payment, no monthly payments, and no interest for 12 months. Mattress Discounters, quality brands, discount prices.
Have a good night's sleep for less. Mattress Discounters.
Join KKSF this summer at the East Bay Regional Park District's Fresh Tracks Hiking Program. Every third Saturday through September, KKSF and the Park District will host a leisurely hike in an East Bay park, followed up by a Wente Vineyards catered lunch and live KKSF jazz performance. To find out more on this great program, visit ebparks.org.
At the 2006 Wente Vineyards Concert Series, it's about more than just the music. Our wines go as well with your favorite artists as they do with a specially prepared menu. And the intimate setting among the hills and vineyards bring you so close to the stage, you can almost touch your favorite stars. Like Blues Traveler, Heart, Chris Isaak, and more. Click on the Wente logo in your online media player right now to order tickets. Or call 925-456-2424. That's 925-456-2424. Tickets also available at all Ticketmaster locations.
Mr. President, the entire Republican Party just got arrested for grand larceny. Is that going to be a problem for you in the midterms?
Not at all. We are the party of ideas and ethics.
Mr. President, every member of the Republican Party just left town without paying their rent or their child support.
Now we're the party of personal responsibility.
Mr. President, the entire Republican Party just got in a car accident. Comment.
We are the party of properly using a turn signal.
Randy Rhodes, afternoons 3 to 7 on 960. The Quakers.
.837 on this Friday, May 12th. We're keeping it real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake. I'm Paul Wells with Willie Brown, Will Durst, and representative of the 13th District, mostly the East Bay. And we have Representative Pete Stark on the line from Washington, D.C. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Thank you for joining us, Congressman Stark.
Looking forward to it.
Pete, Willie Brown here. How are you?
Hey, Willie.
How are you?
I'm well, thanks.
Good, good, good. I see you're still at it on this health stuff.
I'm trying to keep up with them where they do us in.
And you're the ranking Democrat on the Ways and Means Health Subcommittee and the author of the legislation to extend the May 15th Medicare prescription drug enrollment deadline. What's going on?
Wait a minute. That's not a great introduction. Pete was the chair for 9 long years of that subcommittee, and the advances made in the field of health and medicine occurred through the Clinton administration when this man chaired the committee. So just not the ranking member. They fear his voice.
And I've been promoted now to the parsley on a platter of fish. So.
I'm glad speaking for that of the main fish, what was it that committee chairwoman Nancy Johnson did yesterday?
Oh, she refused to let us vote. They passed a resolution that was a nothing resolution. It just said everybody should go sign up and, oh, what a good boy am I. It was a non-binding resolution, and we thought, well, as long as they're doing that, why don't we put in an amendment to the resolution to suggest that we encourage the administration to take the administrative power they have and extend the deadline for beneficiaries and waive the penalty until after January of 07.
Because it's up on Monday, right?
That's right.
Why is there a deadline, Congressman Starr?
Pardon?
Why is there a deadline?
Well, there has to be a deadline eventually. Well, in other words, if there's no deadline, healthy people like Willie Brown will just sit and wait until he gets a migraine, and then he'll go, he'll sign up to get his aspirin.
What's wrong with that?
Yeah, I don't know, because then the rest of us who need drugs every day are going to pay more. We have to get the healthy people in the mix and having them pay their premium so that the average cost to all of us will be
so lower. You amortize the costs.
You got it. And that's the way it is, say, with Part B in Medicare. It's voluntary, but about 98% of the people sign up because there is a penalty. on the Part B part of Medicare. The only question is, there's really nothing to be lost if we extend this deadline, and the plan is so darn complex. Over in the East Bay, we have 50 plans in addition to Kaiser, and each plan may cover a different drug. I take a cholesterol drug. I take Zocor. There's three or four other kinds, but for some reason the doctor wants me to take that one. Well, I got to go through and find a plan that has that drug or a generic for it if they have it. And it's complicated, and we've got about 7 or 8 million people who haven't signed up yet. And I'm just saying, why should they get penalized? Why not?
What would be the penalty if they didn't sign up?
1% a month. So let's say they go another, they don't get in, they got 7 months, so they pay 7% extra premium every month for the rest of their lives.
Wow.
And, yeah. And it, and you know, we're already having trouble with what we call the notch babies, who have a different return on their Social Security. They're madder than wet hens. And there's really no reason. I mean, the total cost would be something like $100 million, and this is out of a $1 trillion program. And what they tell us, the Congressional Budget Office tells us, we'd sign up another million people, and about 7.5 million people would be saved that lifelong penalty. And the drug companies, they don't get the penalty anyway, so there's no, and if the drug companies are right that the healthy people are holding back, the drug companies will make more money, or the insurance companies, if we get more in. So I don't know why. But they might, the administration at the 11th hour might just go down and say, okay, we'll stretch it out. But they seem to be dug in pretty hard.
We're speaking with Congressman Pete Stark from the 13th District of the East Bay of California here on 960 AM The Quake. Thank you for keeping it real with Will and Willie here, sir.
Pete, give us your perspective on whether or not you guys are going to win the House back.
I think, Willie, that we have all our ducks in the row. I don't know what else we can do to win, except I think the Republicans will give it to us. They've got to lose it. And you got guys like Pombo out there who are doing their best to give it up. So... and I'll tell you, you look to see what happens in the Cunningham seat down south, and I say if we knock Pombo out, or if Pete McCloskey beats him in the primary, we're on our way.
And they just opened an investigation on a person whom I thought they never would look at as if he was operating beyond the rules, Jerry Lewis.
Oh, I know, and I'm you know, I've known Jerry as have you for a long time, and what's happened now is the FBI has decided that in any case where we get an appropriation, if I get part of 880 repaved, which seems to happen every year, if 880 had a lobbyist who contributed $1,000 to my campaign, they're using that as the same equivalent as a bribe. Well, every city in my district, every hospital has a lobbyist, and we do our darndest to try and help them get federal funds for them. And if those lobbyists come to my fundraiser, they're suggesting, as they are in Jerry Lewis's case, that's the equivalent of a bribe. And I think they're digging pretty deep on that.
So they're overreaching right now.
Well, they may, as I say, I don't know Jerry's case, but they sure are going everywhere looking to spread this idea of corruption around. And I suppose there's plenty of corruption to spread around. But we aren't doing anything to stop, and we won't until we have public financing. I mean, as long as we got to go out now and raise $3 million for a congressional seat, why, Willie could have run for governor for $3 million or more.
And I must tell you, Congressman Stark, you've been on this health issue for a long time. The nation hasn't paid as much attention to what Mitch Romney did up there in Massachusetts as I thought they would. Have you looked at that, and does that look like a viable plan that might be replicated in other states?
It might very well make it. It wasn't as good as Johnny Burton's bill, but it that's how I see universal coverage coming, not federally, because states are different. I mean, up in North Dakota, they think an HMO is a sexually transmitted disease. So know what they got rural docs up there, and we have a much more sophisticated medical system in California. You got something different in Mississippi. I think we're going to do it state at a time. And you got a couple of big states.
Like California.
Or Hawaii has, yeah, right, or Massachusetts.
Well, Hawaii's doing it right now, right?
Hawaii has it, although the employers have figured out they get out if you don't work more than 20 hours. So they figured out how to staff all their businesses with people who just work 20 hours a week. But as they say, we get a few big states, and then the federal government can come in and help standardize the benefits and coordinate them. But the federal government now, the Republicans are doing their best to destroy Medi-Cal, which only hurts, as near as I can see, little children and people who are disabled and poor. And they're going to beat up on them. They're trying to turn Medicare into a, privatize it into a voucher system. And they're, as they have done, that's all this drug benefit is. It's all private insurance companies. The federal government has next to nothing to do with it. And that's the Republican wave of the future.
And that's Pete Stark, who is a member of Congress, a ranking member, as Paul says, but I say the former chair of the Subcommittee on Health that so magnificently did what the nation needed to have done on the health issue, and who's still trying to do that. How many years in Congress for you now?
This is my 34th year.
Holy moly.
Politics almost as long as Willie has.
And it's been a good 34 years, Congressman. Yes. We appreciate you very much for coming on, and we hope to have you talk to us in the future. Pick up the telephone and call us.
And it's interesting to find Willie Brown up this early in the morning. That's what
Well, he didn't go to bed last night, so tonight's a little sweaty. He gets to sleep all day tomorrow.
All right.
Thank you, Congressman Stark.
Be well, guys.
All right, take care.
Have a good 47, weekend. And our next segment, it's What Would Willie Do, WWWD. And we continue to keep it real here on this Friday morning with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake.
What if I told you I could make your acne disappear and leave you with beautiful, healthy-looking skin? With all the acne promises out there, you're skeptical. So I'm going to prove it to you by sending you a risk-free 60-day trial of a remarkable product called Proactive Solution. Proactive was developed by dermatologists for you to use at home without spending hundreds of dollars on doctor visits. Call 1-800-770-3807 to find out how you can get a risk-free trial. Proactive combines prescription-grade acne medicine with soothing spa-quality botanicals to create a powerful acne-fighting system. Eliminate bumps and redness and prevent future outbreaks. It's a safe and simple product that will heal, hydrate, and soothe your skin while preventing breakouts. With over 7 million customers, Proactive is the best-selling acne system in America. To get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Solution, just call 1-800-770-3807 and you'll become a believer. I know you have beautiful skin under your acne. Let Proactive prove it. Call 1-800-770-3807 for your free trial. 1-800-770-3807.
Listen up, people. This is the King of Car Loans, Mike Fraga. If you call 1-800-FRESH-START, you get one thing no one else can give you. That's me, Mike Fraga. I don't own a car dealership. I'm not even a general manager. You don't buy cars from owners and general managers. But if you call 1-800-FRESH-START, you get an appointment with me, Mike Fraga. I've got hundreds of credit unions and the nation's most aggressive lenders. And by the way, I'm still looking for somebody with 8 auto repossessions. Call 1-800-FRESH-START, and I'll give you that fresh start you've been looking for. That's 1-800-FRESH-START. And don't forget my competition. That's 1-800-NOT-SO-FRESH-START. Approval of credit, subject to prior sale, whatever.
Hello?
Honey, it's Roger.
Are you okay?
No, I'm stuck in a meeting. And Stevens Creek GMC is having a huge sale on 06 Yukon Denalis. $11,000 off retail, and we get $100 in gas for taking a test drive.
Oh, finally! The whole family in one car. You, me, Jimmy, Timmy, Sammy, Cindy, and Roger Jr.
And room for one more. It fits 8.
Not a chance, honey.
Yukon Denali XLs. On sale now at Stevens Creek GMC. On the web at trucksonthecreek.com.
Great television experiences are always ready for you with Comcast. With the convenience of on-demand, crystal clear high definition, and all the best movies, sports, and kid shows, it's Comcastic. Call 1-800-COMCAST or go to Comcast.net for more information.
Comcast is the leader in high-definition television, offering both local and national HD channels not available on satellite. So if you're into movies, sports, or just amazing clarity, then Comcast Digital Cable is the only way to go. And if you don't have time to watch your shows while they're being aired, then record them with Comcast DVR. Pause live TV or watch one show while recording another. For more information on Comcast's great broadband products, including high-speed internet, call 1-800-COMCAST, 1-800-COMCAST, or go to Comcast.net.
Face it, you've got less than perfect credit, which makes getting a new computer almost impossible. That's because while you're looking at your future, everyone else is too busy looking at your history, your credit history. At Blue Hippo, we say forget the past. That's right, we believe you deserve a brand new computer regardless of your credit history. In fact, we won't even check your credit score. Call Blue Hippo today, and before you know it, a brand new PC will be delivered right to your door. But hurry. For a limited time, we'll throw in a free, brand new 20-inch flat panel TV with built-in tuner and speakers. It's ultra-thin, so you can hang it on a wall. And we'll include a free color printer. It's all yours, free, when you call and order now. All credit is accepted, so you will not be turned down. Call 1-800-997-5507. No matter what your credit history looks like, Blue Hippo believes you deserve a break. Call 1-800-997-5507. That's 1-800-997-5507.
WWD, What Would Willie Do? Every morning on Keeping It Real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake. At this time, we ask the mayor a question. Now, some of our emails that people have sent have suggested that somewhere along the line, you should have run for governor. If Willie Brown was...
If there weren't for term limits, man, he'd still be Speaker.
The California Democratic nominee after June 6th for governor of California, what would Willie do to win?
I would try to get a job as an actor in a movie. And the movie would be Terminator 4. And the object would be to eliminate the guy who was Terminator 3. And I'd have that script written by, hopefully, by the writers who handle John Stewart's stuff and the writers who handle Steve Colbert's stuff and the writers who handle Will Durst's stuff. And then I'd put on
that would be Will Durst.
An operation throughout the state of California, and I'd carry my buddies like Durst and others to assist me. And it would be like old times. It would be, you know, the back of the train, the top of the bus, on the truck, in the comedy clubs, in the churches, everywhere. I would have a pure version of a steroid guy doing the mayor's job, doing the governor's job. What would Willie do? And then Willie would pray.
He would pray.
Pray. Ask the Lord to relieve us of all of our burdens and all the mysteries surrounding government. Give us the opportunity to remove hedonism from everything associated with the world of politics. Give us the opportunity to take cash out of the world of politics.
Yeah, what the hell?
And move to Switzerland.
taking the cash with you.
Yes.
I get it.
Let's just sell them off. Let's auction off our offices. Let Bill Gates and Warren Buffett.
So that was WWWJ. What would Willie joke?
Well, you know, if you were really serious about trying to win the governorship, I think what you would do is that you would go hire the people who won the special elections, who handled and orchestrated the special elections. You give them the challenge to see whether or not they could package your candidacy the way in which they packaged the opposition to the governor's efforts to win those four specials. And my guess is that if you were fortunate enough to have all the tools available on behalf of your candidacy that they had on behalf of those issues, the results would be... You would be competitive. And if any Democrat is competitive, October, late October of 2006, Arnold Schwarzenegger would lose because the infrastructure on the Democratic side at the time that you're competitive is always better than the infrastructure on the Republican side in this basic blue state. That's why Bush has not been able... Yes. The Get Out the Vote operation, and there's no way that Schwarzenegger could generate the kind of competitive activities that went on in the state of Ohio on behalf of Bush in the state of California.
So you're saying if in late October, if during World Series time, Angelitas / Wesley is even with Schwarzenegger?
Doesn't have to be even. He can just be
competitive.
That's right. He could be within the
plus or minus four.
Plus or minus four on the poll side. And because of what occurred in the last fall, and because of the kind of campaign that was conducted and the people who conducted it and the energy that they produced, I believe that that Democratic challenge would be successful November of 2006. And it will not matter who the candidate is. It's the technique that will beat this guy, not the candidate.
So you're thinking that the Democrats got it together enough?
Well,
if they get the firefighters and the teachers,
right. I don't even say that they're union. Necessarily just the Democrats. When you put the teachers, you put the nurses, you put the healthcare workers beyond the nurses together, you put the firefighters, you put the widows and the orphans
who
together,
created
you
that?
Put the environmentalists together. He created it by creating all of those opportunities.
Yeah.
And you put the people who believe in the abortions. You remember, they had that parental consent provision on as well. You put a collection of people like that together, and that's what he did. He put people who probably in many cases wouldn't even speak to each other. They had one thing in common, though. They wanted to beat him. And that's what you will need November of 2006 to beat him again, and it will not matter who the candidate is.
How come Democrats aren't putting stealth propositions on the ballot to make sure that they get people out to vote, the same way Republicans and the Christian right are putting stealth propositions on the ballots so that there's always a gay marriage ballot so you get the right, make sure that the conservatives come out? How come the Democrats can't do that?
Unfortunately, Will, because the Democrats are not a true party, so to speak.
So they're like L.A. They're a bunch of suburbs in search of
that's
a party.
That's right. They are people who come... They're a collection of special interest groups, not just splinter groups. They really are. They have teachers have a special interest, education. The nurses have a special interest. What happens inside of the hospital and within that group. That's right. Minorities have a special interest, whether or not they get an opportunity to overcome the kinds of barriers that are imposed to keep them out of the system. You've got everybody, the people who are abortion rights people. That's a special interest.
So that's why there's always infighting amongst the Democratic Party.
When it comes to things beyond their special interests, you don't find, for an example, environmentalists going out of their way to make it possible for undocumented workers to stay in the country. That's just the reality of who we are. We are Democrats.
Be that proud. Sums it up. We
the
have
proud
Michelle from Queer Channel is in the next segment. Keep it real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake.
This is Jeff Diamond, and we're talking to the creator of Right Size Smoothies, Steve Bostic.
I just got off the phone with a woman who ordered Right Size. Her name was Joni, and she'd already lost 12 pounds, and she was so excited. She said this is the first time that she's tried a weight loss product that actually worked for her.
When you drink a Right Size smoothie, you feel like you're full, and that's what you're looking for, isn't it?
We call it the Hunger Smashing Smoothie. We've developed a cutting-edge appetite manager called Appamine. It's in the smoothie. You drink the smoothie.